Vera Rubin's memory stack is Korean. How three vendors got there tells you why it will stay that way. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. Within 6 weeks, the three DRAM oligopolists all reached the same supply milestone for NVIDIA's flagship Vera Rubin platform, and the simultaneity reveals a convergence event built to a single customer's timeline, not a competitive race. Samsung confirms SOCOM 2 mass production at NVIDIA GTC in March 2026. Micron shipped 256 GB customer samples on March 3rd. SK Hynix announced mass production of its 192 GB tier on April 20th. All three are building to the same GDEC drafted standard. All three are targeting the same second half 2026 Vera Rubin commercial availability window. NVIDIA is multi-sourcing intentionally, not running a winner-take-all qualification. The allocation fight is over volume share, not exclusivity, and the larger structural story is that Korean suppliers now hold exclusive or dominant control of both HBM4 and SOCAMM2 for the platform that will anchor US AI infrastructure build-out through at least 2027. The supply picture. Samsung first to mass production. SK Hynix claims process. Node edge. Micron leads on capacity. Samsung announced SOCAMM 2 mass production at NVIDIA GTC in March 2026, claiming to be the first in the industry to reach 192 GB mass production. Its modules are built on the company's 1B, 5th generation 10 nanometers class, LPDDR5X process. Samsung and SK Hynix have not disclosed die density for their 192 GB modules. The 24 GB figure is inferred from capacity math. Korea Economic Daily reported in March that Samsung is targeting approximately 50% of NVIDIA's SOCAMM 2 supply in 2026, which would make it the largest SOCAMM 2 supplier by volume if that allocation holds through initial Vera Rubin shipments. Samsung's path to mass production required resolving a warp age defect. TrendForce reported in April, citing at news that thermal expansion mismatch was causing module bending during production. Samsung applied internally developed low-temperature solder, LTS, technology, a shift from traditional soldering above 260 degrees Celsius to approximately 150 degrees Celsius or below, combined with a die configuration change from dual-tower to single-tower structure. The warp age resolution cleared Samsung for volume production, but also signals a mid-development course correction, rather than a clean first-pass qualification. SK Hynix announced mass production of 192 GB SOCAMM 2 on April 20, 2026, built on its 1C, 6th generation 10 nanometers class, LPDDR5X process. The process node distinction matters. Korea Times reported on April 20th that 1 degree Celsius DRAM delivers approximately 11% faster speeds and more than 9% better power efficiency than 1B-based DRAM, citing industry officials. SK Hynix explicitly noted in its release that it has stabilized mass production early on to meet cloud service provider demand, a direct competitive signal against Samsung's volume leadership claim. SK Hynix also supplied SOCAMM 2 samples to NVIDIA at CES 2026 in January, 4 months before the April mass production announcement. SK Hynix bandwidth and power efficiency claims against conventional RDIMM, 2x bandwidth and 75% power efficiency improvement, do not specify which RDIMM baseline configuration is being used, and no absolute GBS figure is provided. DDR56400 and DDR58000RDMM deliver materially different bandwidth, and the absence of a specified baseline makes independent verification impossible. Micron began shipping 256 GB SOCAMM, 2 customer samples on March 3, 2026, a 33% capacity advantage over both Samsung and SK Hynix's 192 GB production parts. The 256 GB milestone is enabled by what Micron calls the industry's first monolithic 32GB LPDDR5X die. Micron reports specific performance claims against its own internal benchmarks. 2.3x faster time to first token for long context LLM inference, and 3x better performance per watt in HPC CPU workloads running the POT3D solar physics code. Micron's 256 GB tier is at customer sampling, not mass production. TrendForce allocation reporting from October 2025 projected Micron's 2026 SOCAMM 2 allocation at approximately 70 billion gigabits, trailing both Samsung, approximately 100 billion gigabyte, and SK Hynix, approximately 110 billion gigabyte, confirming Micron is the smallest of the three suppliers by volume. A data table appears here. See the written article for details. SKN note, die density for Samsung and SK Hynix 192GB modules implied from capacity math. Neither company has confirmed die density publicly. The process node asymmetry between Samsung's 1 billion and SK Hynix's 1C creates a forward question. If SK Hynix's 1C advantage translates into measurable performance or power efficiency gains at rack scale, does NVIDIA shift allocation in subsequent production cycles to reward the process node leader? The allocation figures from October 2025 predate SK Hynix's mass production announcement and its explicit process node positioning. Volume share in the initial Vera Rubin launch wave will reveal whether NVIDIA weighted allocation towards Samsung's earlier mass production timeline or SK Hynix's process node advantage. The platform. Vera Rubin defines the SOCAM 2 demand curve. NVIDIA's Vera CPU delivers up to 1.2 terabytes per second of LPDDR5X memory bandwidth and supports up to 1.5 terabytes of SOCAM memory per socket. The Vera Rubin NVL72 rack combines 36 Vera CPUs with 72 Rubin GPUs, meaning SOCAM 2 supply must scale to rack-level volumes for commercial availability in the second half of 2026. A single NVL72 rack at maximum SOCAM 2 configuration would require 36 sockets times 1.5 terabytes, equal to 54 terabytes of SOCAM 2 memory. At 192 gigabytes per module, that is 288 modules per rack, the six-week convergence window is not coincidental. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron all timed their production announcements or sample shipments to Vera Rubin's second half 2026 commercial availability. NVIDIA set the timeline, the memory vendors built to it. The convergence is a coordination event, not a race. The capacity asymmetry, 192 gigabytes production versus 256 gigabytes samples. Micron's 256 gigabytes capacity lead exists only at customer sampling stage, not mass production. To reach 256 gigabytes, both Samsung and SK Hynix would require a transition to 32 GB dies, the same monolithic die density Micron has demonstrated in samples. SK Hynix's 192 gigabytes module at 8 chips per module implies 24 GB dies. Samsung's 192 gigabytes on 1B process similarly implies 24 GB dies, though neither company has confirmed die density publicly. The 192 gigabytes versus 256 gigabytes capacity split determines whether Vera Rubin's per socket memory ceiling gets raised mid-cycle or holds at 1.5 terabytes through 2027. If Micron converts its 256 gigabyte samples to mass production before Samsung or SK Hynix announce their own 32 GB die transitions, Micron captures the density-sensitive portion of the Vera Rubin order book, despite holding the smallest volume allocation overall. If Samsung or SK Hynix reach 256 gigabytes mass production first, Micron's capacity lead collapses and its third place allocation becomes structural rather than temporary. The standards gap. Vendors shipping pre-standard or against unpublished draft. GDEC announced in October 2025 that it was nearing completion of GSD328, the SOCAM 2 standard covering LPDDR5X to 9.6 gigabytes per second per pin. As of this article's publication date, no GDEC announcement confirming GSD328 as a final ratified standard has been located. All three vendors are shipping against a standard that is still technically in draft or recently published without wide announcement. The vendors are moving faster than the standards body. GDEC standardization is intended to open SOCAM 2 to non-NVIDIA platforms, AMD, hyperscaler custom silicon, and give system builders a stable mechanical and electrical specification to design against. If extended delay persists, this would be consistent with NVIDIA-specific implementation details still being resolved in the standard. If GDEC 328 remains unpublished through mid-2026, SOCAM 2 remains architecturally locked to Vera Rubin regardless of GDEC's paper progress. The sovereignty layer Korean suppliers control, both memory tiers for the flagship US AI platform. The SOCAM 2 convergence sits on top of a larger structural fact. Samsung and SK Hynix are the sole HBM4 suppliers for the Vera Rubin platform. Korea Economic Daily reported in March that Samsung and SK Hynix hold exclusive HBM4 supply for Vera Rubin, with an approximate 70-30 allocation split favoring SK Hynix. Micron was excluded from Vera Rubin HBM4 supply, reportedly due to difficulties meeting NVIDIA's speed requirements above the 8 gigabits per second JEDEC standard. NVIDIA demands HBM4 at 10 gigabits per second and 11 GPUs. Micron provides HBM4 for Rubin CPX, the mid-tier inference-oriented accelerator, not the flagship. The combined SOCAM 2 and HBM 4 picture produces a sovereignty finding. For the flagship Vera Rubin platform, Samsung and SK Hynix hold exclusive or dominant control of every memory layer. HBM 4 is exclusively Korean. SOCAM 2 is Korean dominant, with Micron holding the smallest volume allocation of the three suppliers. The US AI compute buildout's flagship platform through at least 2027 is almost entirely dependent on Korean memory supply. Micron, the only US-headquartered memory supplier, is absent from Vera Rubin HBM4 entirely and third in SOCAM2 volume allocation. This is not a temporary allocation imbalance. It is a structural dependency that persists for the platform's entire commercial lifecycle. If Vera Rubin shipments extend through 2027, as NVIDIA's backlog suggests they will, the Korean memory oligopoly holds leverage over the US AI infrastructure stack for at least 2 years. The dependency is not theoretical, it is measurable in gigabits per rack and petabytes per deployment wave. Why this matters? The SOCAM2 convergence is not a product announcement cycle. It is a supply readiness event timed to a single platform's commercial availability. NVIDIA set the timeline. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron built to it. The allocation fight is over volume share and capacity tier leadership, not exclusivity. The process node asymmetry between Samsung's 1 billion and SK Hynix's 1C creates a forward question about whether NVIDIA rewards the process node leader with larger allocations in subsequent production cycles. Supercomputing infrastructure at Vera Rubin scale is now structurally dependent on Korean memory supply for both its GPU side and CPU side memory layers. Korean suppliers control both HBM4 and SOCAM2 for Vera Rubin. Micron is excluded from flagship HBM4 and holds the smallest SOCAM2 allocation. The US AI compute buildout's flagship platform is dependent on Korean memory supply through at least 2027. That dependency is not a supply chain risk scenario. It is the supply chain reality for the next 2 years of AI infrastructure deployment at data center scale. What to watch? Samsung or SK Hynix discloses which vendor holds the larger SOCAM2 volume allocation for Vera Rubin's initial launch wave. NVIDIA has signaled intentional multi-sourcing, but allocation weighting matters. If Samsung holds approximately 50% and SK Hynix holds approximately 39%, Samsung's 1B process is winning on volume despite the process node disadvantage. If SK Hynix closes the gap, the 1C performance edge is being rewarded commercially. NVIDIA's Vera Rubin commercial availability announcement in the second half of 2026, or system integrator, bill of materials disclosures, will reveal allocation weighting. Micron moves its 256GB SOCAM 2 from customer samples to mass production, or Samsung and SK Hynix announce 256GB tiers enabled by 32GB die transitions. The 192GB versus 256GB capacity split determines whether Vera Rubin's per-socket memory ceiling gets raised mid-cycle or holds at 1.5TB through 2027. Micron's 32GB die is already sampling. Samsung and SK Hynix need the same die to compete on capacity. Whoever reaches 256GB mass production first captures the density-sensitive portion of the Vera Rubin order book. Watch Micron's third quarter FY26 earnings in late September 2026 and SK Hynix and Samsung third quarter 2026 earnings in October. GDEC publishes GDEC 328 as a final ratified standard. As of October 2025, GDEC 328 was nearing completion. Final publication opens SOCAM 2 to non-NVIDIA platforms, AMD, hyperscaler custom silicon, and gives system builders a stable mechanical and electrical specification to design against. If extended delay persists, this would be consistent with NVIDIA-specific implementation details still being resolved in the standard. Watch GDEC JC45 committee publication and GDEC.org standard listing updates. AMD or a hyperscaler announces SOCAM 2 adoption in a non-NVIDIA system. Adoption outside NVIDIA would confirm GDEC standardization is working as intended. Absence of non-NVIDIA SOCAM 2 through end 2026 suggests the module remains architecturally locked to Vera Rubin regardless of GDEC's paper standard. Watch OCP Global Summit in October 2026, Hot Chips in August 2026, and AMD architecture announcements. Samsung, or SK Hynix, discloses SOCAM 2 ASP or module pricing in an earnings call. The only public pricing figure for SOCAM 2, approximately $1.30 per gigabyte per Hankyung TrendForce, is unconfirmed by any vendor. If accurate at scale, it would imply SOCAM 2 is cheaper per GIBI than DDR5 RDM, which would accelerate adoption beyond premium AI platforms and change the market structure story entirely. Watch second quarter 2026 earnings season in late July to early August. Micron qualifies for Vera Rubin HBM4 supply, reversing its current exclusion from the flagship platform. Micron's absence from Vera Rubin HBM4 is a structural market share story. If Micron qualifies for a later Vera Rubin production run, it signals NVIDIA is willing to add a third HBM4 supplier mid-cycle to manage supply risk. If Micron remains absent through 2027, the US-headquartered memory supplier has effectively ceded the flagship AI memory market to Korea for an entire platform generation. Watch Micron earnings calls third quarter and fourth quarter, FY26, and NVIDIA platform supply chain announcements. The bottom line. Three memory vendors reached the same SOCAM 2 milestone within 6 weeks because they were all building to the same customer timeline, not racing each other. NVIDIA is multi-sourcing intentionally. The allocation fight is over volume share and capacity tier leadership. The process node asymmetry between Samsung's 1 billion and SK Hynix's 1C will reveal itself in subsequent production cycle allocations if the 1C advantage translates into measurable rack scale performance or power efficiency gains. Micron's 256GB capacity lead exists only at customer sampling. Whoever reaches 256GB mass production first captures the density-sensitive portion of the order book. The larger structural fact is that Korean suppliers now control both HBM4 and SOCAM2 for Vera Rubin, and the US AI infrastructure build-out's flagship platform is dependent on Korean memory supply through at least 2027. That dependency is not a scenario. It is the supply chain reality for the next 2 years of data center scale AI deployment.